4, briefly describe the kinds of validity we want our research to have and the dependent nature among them. Validity is just a fancy word for being right, being accurate. When we're all done with our research, there are 4 things that we want to be accurate about it. The first is measurement validity. We're empiricists. We collect data. If we can't measure things accurately and well, that is, if we don't have measurement validity, everything else is a waste. External validity. The question is, what have we learned from this study? Who have we learned about? What settings have we learned about? What tasks and stimuli have we learned about? And have we learned about things that are going to be true for a long period of time or a short period of time? External validity asks the question, how far can we push these results? Internal validity, particularly important if we're testing causal hypotheses, trying to acquire causal knowledge. Internal validity is the whole problem of, did A cause B, or is there a C, D, and E floating around out there pushing things around? And statistical conclusion validity. Because when we're all done and we analyze those data and we crunch those numbers, we reach a conclusion. We reach an opinion. We generate a statement of what we think we have found, and then we act on that statement. About the dependency, I want you to remember and to recognize that statistical conclusion validity is dependent on the other 3 kinds. If you have bad measurement, you're going to reach bad conclusions. If you're sampling from the wrong people, or they're doing the wrong tasks, or they're in the wrong setting, you're going to have bad conclusions. And if you have confounds in your study, you're going to have bad conclusions. So statistical conclusion validity is dependent on measurement, internal and external.